This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition. Sean Tanis joins us from the news desk with a story that kind of fits our conversation about medical marijuana. I hear that we're going to be talking about donuts. Dunkin' Donuts are officially dropping the donuts.
Not on the floor.
From their name. They've decided that the brand will simply be known as Dunkin'. Can I tell you this? There is International House of Pancakes, IHOP. They changed their name a few months ago to IHOB.
Yes, they did.
What is happening to the world, Sean?
I don't know. This is a big story because Dunkin' Donuts chain, they were behind the popularization of the word donut spelled D-O-N-U-T.
That's right.
Right? Over the other British spelling. And this, like, I don't know, it started back in the 50s, right? And a lot of dictionaries. In fact, the Merriam-Webster credits Dunkin' Donuts for creating the trend with a different spelling. They made it cool. In fact, they added into many dictionaries after that. So the company has been doing some tests with this rebranding exercise over the past year, and they renamed some stores in the US, and this sparked some unexpected backlash. People are saying the company literally invented the word donut, and they should keep it forever because it's their identity. But a lot of the backlash from their loyal customers also involves a bit of misunderstanding, I guess, because people actually thought they are going to stop selling donuts after this.
Can I tell you, you don't want to piss off overweight diabetics.
Right.
I'm just saying.
I see. I'm curious about whether, I don't know. I mean, what do people imagine the name Dunkin' sells? It's such a strange name. It doesn't mean anything.
What are you going to dunk in your coffee?
Yeah. I mean, is it a person's name? Is it an action? The Dunkin' Donut chain, it goes without saying, it's hugely popular in the States. And to allay these concerns, Dunkin's, I can't even say it now. Dunkin' has released a press statement to clarify that they will continue to sell donuts when the change officially takes place in January 2019.
I mean, it will be suicidal for them to remove donuts from their menu because they are the number one donut retailer in the US. And the underlying reason for the name change is to reflect the company's focus on coffee, on their beverage business, which makes up about 60% of its sales. Having said that, marketing consultants believe changing the names of iconic brands can be a mistake. Like you said, what does it mean? It's like the word Dunkin' won't mean anything to younger customers who haven't grown up with the full name. And there's no emotional connection to the product. In fact, it's been 17 years since Kentucky Fried Chicken was rebranded as KFC. But 2 years ago, KFC had to issue a press release to combat public perception that it was forced to change the name because KFC doesn't serve real chicken, allegedly.
That's why they had to.
Yeah, KFC, because they can't use the word chicken in their name.
But we changed it to KFC.
Yeah, so do it to KFC. Makan KFC. All right, moving on to Bursa, Sean. Axiata shares rose this morning. What's happening with them?
This actually follows reports that Singapore Press Holdings and a unit of Keppel Corp, apparently approached the company to buy out Axiata's stake in M1 Limited. M1's market value has dropped 59% to $1.5 billion since 2015. Bloomberg says a deal could be announced in the next few days. Axiata closed up 4.1% at $4.75.
All right, Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that market wrap. Keep it here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.